Blind Cool Tech, number 16, June 17th, 2005. I'm Larry Skukon. We just thought we'd have another chat with you on our way home today. A couple of things I've been meaning to say on the podcasts all week, and I just never get around to it. I think we try to give the podcast sort of a little bit of a theme, and I don't know, might or might not be appropriate to throw in a bunch of other stuff. Couple of things. I was telling you we were going to have some interviews with the other project leaders, and we started with Tristan Pierce. But I'm really looking forward to bringing those to you, because there's some very interesting people working on some really cool projects. Terry Turlaw, she was actually the project leader for Money Talks. I want to have her on hopefully next week and talk about the K-Sonar, which is a sonar with sound feedback. It's kind of designed to be put onto your cane, or you can carry it independently in your hand. And she's got a couple other neat products that are already out, and some really very cool projects that we can talk about. So we're going to try to get her on next week. And Elaine Kitchell. Oh, Terry, by the way, is the Adult Life Project leader. Elaine Kitchell is the Low Vision Project leader, and she's got some fun stuff going on, very interesting stuff. We've done a couple of games for her. In fact, we're finishing putting the final touches on one now that's a Mahjong game that's totally accessible, of course. So we'll try to get with her also. And then Fred Otto and Karen Pope are in charge of tactile graphics. That's always fascinating. And then Eleanor Pester is the Braille project leader. So we'll be getting interviews with all them, and hopefully even my boss, Ralph Bartley, he's the director of research. Good boy, little buddy. As you know, Blind Cool Tech, I think I've said it before, is not necessarily all about APH. But it so happens it's a big part of my life. And it really is a fascinating place. There's a lot of really fun, intelligent, dedicated people that work there. And I really would like to kind of give you a behind-the-scenes look at what some of these people do and, you know, what makes that place run in a lot of cases. It's just to describe the place, it's, you know, it's virtually an entire city block. There's about 300 people that work there in just about every kind of job imaginable. And it's one of the very few places in the country that takes a product all the way from the research straight through to the development and even the manufacturing and marketing, all done under one roof there. So if you do have a chance to, if you're ever in Louisville, it's worth taking the tour of the place. On the last podcast, I played a couple of comments on the comment line, and appreciate those comments coming in. Really enjoy hearing back from you, and I've also had some comments about our audio level, and I'm going to be working on that. I'm This is all, like I said, this is all really new to me, so I do apologize for any inconveniences, and we'll be working to get that kind of stuff straightened out. Well, it's a gorgeous day here today. The humidity has abated a little bit. Not quite as hot either. In fact, we went ahead and turned off the air conditioner yesterday, and it was actually cold in there in the house this morning. Another person at APH that I'd like to interview is Will Evans. He is a retired superintendent from the Kentucky School for the Blind, and he's, well, I don't know what his title is there now, but he manages new product ideas and has a committee, and I'd like to get him to describe the process of how APH evaluates ideas and, you know, the whole process of making an idea become a product.
Frankfort Avenue. Walk sign, Frankfort Avenue.
I talked to Keith today too, and I'd like to see if we can't get him to give you a real in-depth look at exactly how to make a digital talking book. It's surprisingly easy with this software that he's created. And, you know, his comment to me was, well, which way do you want to do it? Because there's several different ways, and I think maybe we'll just do them all. Maybe on different shows, or we'll make one marathon. So that'll be interesting. Also, wanted to thank Jeff Bishop. He's been really helpful getting me going with this. And, you know, it's not really that hard. Always when you're dealing with something new like this, you run into accessibility issues too. And to this day, I really don't know how, you know, the rest of the blind podcasters are getting their stuff up there, but I looked around at it and I think I found a really, really easy way. In fact, it's pretty much automatic the way I'm doing it. What's going to be, well, what it is really is just some, if you're familiar with the hypertext application, it's essentially a VB script with controls. And I can just type in the name of the show and the description. And it looks for an MP3 file with the name of that show. This is actually something I just changed the other day. I was just looking for show name and a number, but, you know, just with five or six files, it was already, you know, fuzzy about what was what. So I don't know if you noticed or not, but now the file names are actually the title of the show, and that's probably got a few disadvantages too. We'll just see how it goes. As with all of this, we'll be doing some experimenting with, you know, sample rates and so forth as well. Stereo versus mono. I think some things are obviously better in stereo, but some of them don't really need to be. All right, little buddy. Pull over here to our ladder relief area. Or his, anyway. I've also, you know, the NFB convention is going to be here in Louisville again this year, so I'll be trying to get some interesting material from that. And if any of you are listening who are going to the ACB convention, I'd love to be able to collaborate with you and get some good recordings, some interviews, some sessions. Let's see, what else did we have that we wanted to just chat with you about? I guess that's actually probably about it. Don't forget too that, I keep forgetting to give you my Gmail account. It's larskut@gmail.com. Some of you have been sending comments to lscootcon@aph.org, and that's fine too. Of course, we have the comment line at 206-984-9203. Love to hear those. Let us know about things that you want to hear about. Criticism as well. I take the point about the audio being too low in some of those Bookport demonstrations, and I really do appreciate hearing about that because we want to get it right. Our website is at aph.org/tech/bct.htm. And that's it for Blind Cool Tech number 16. I'm Larry Skutkan.